Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Of course, Eskom back in the spotlight. Well, hardly. Actually, it's an inverter or generated spotlight because we don't seem to have much electricity. What on earth is going on there, Roger Lilly, energy analyst? Help us, please.
Good morning. Yeah. Good morning, Howard. Thank you for inviting me to your show again, and welcome, and good morning to all your listeners.
So, Roger, it's just going from bad to, no, it was already worse. It was bad to worse. We've gone from worse to horrific, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. And the situation will only get worse as we go through winter. So we're now at 55% energy availability factor. That means that of the 45,000 megawatts that Eskom generates, 55% of it is available. Mm. So 45% of it is unavailable. Now, that is crazy. It means we've got a situation now where Eskom have closed about 5,000 megawatts worth of generators for maintenance. So they've taken them offline, they've switched them off, they've got to wait for them to cool down and then do whatever maintenance it is that is necessary, wait for spare parts to be ordered and supplied, and eventually bring them back online. And they have a very tight schedule with us. But we have about 10 of these across the country in five different power stations, all of which are late in coming back. So we've lost their 5,000 megawatts that was taken offline deliberately for maintenance. And during that time, we've had failures of another 15,000. So there's 20,000 out of the 45 out of service. Mm-hmm. And as we come into the colder weather, of course, demand goes up and supply can't meet that demand. On top of that, we also have municipal problems where we're having distribution transformers and other equipment failing because of age or because of tampering. People tamper with these transformers to steal the oil and so on. Mm-hmm. So we really have major issues going forward.
So the question is what is really going on? Why haven't they been able to add any capacity or any meaningful capacity over the last 14 years?
Well, they have. The Renewable Energy Independent Power Producing Program produced about 6,000 megawatts of electricity. Mm-hmm. But as you know, there's been resistance from Eskom in terms of purchasing that electricity. Firstly, they complained that it was too expensive. Secondly, they complained that their infrastructure wasn't designed to have power inserted
into the grid at
places separate from their existing power stations. So to me, it's really strange. Now we have a situation where the CEO and the chief operations officer are saying, we need new generation, we need it now. And suddenly, you know, things are starting to really build in terms of pressure. But to me, the problem is at governmental level rather than at Eskom level. We know there's been all sorts of corruption that's been going on at Eskom over the years. We know that now from the reports that we've received from the Zondo Commission. We need the government to really show a willingness, because it just seems that there is no willingness to. I don't know what's going on at governmental level, but it really seems that until we can get the ministers of energy and the minister of public enterprises and the NPA and whoever else is necessary to come along and all sing off the same hymn sheet, to all say the same things, to support Eskom, to provide electricity for the country, until that happens, our economy will continue to decline and our joblessness will continue to increase, and we will have the associated problems and crime and dissatisfaction with the governing party. So to me, it's very strange, the whole thing. The solutions are obvious, and yet they're not exercised, so I don't know.
Roger, what happened to the Minister of Red Tape? Remember, there was this announcement during the State of the Nation address that we were bringing in people to make sure that there was no red tape and that these things could be encouraged to move along very quickly. It doesn't seem as though this has had any impact.
No, it doesn't. And I don't understand it, Howard, because really, electricity is at the heart of your economic success. It's no good ministers and presidents and others spouting out at conferences and elsewhere about how we're going to build the economy and improve in job creation when they neglect the very central item that needs to be addressed. And really, I think I really think that the government has to stand up and answer to this. And I also believe that certain people in key positions need to be replaced. They need to be replaced with younger, qualified people who actually understand what South Africa needs now and going forward into the future, and not hearkening back to some mythological beliefs that come back from the Stone Age.
Well, you know, the simplest solution, Roger, and one that'll never be implemented, but I was thinking about it the other day. No government minister should be allowed a generator or an inverter. No government minister should be allowed to go to a private doctor or be on a medical aid. No government minister should be allowed to send their kids to a private school or have private security. If we demanded that of any minister, it will be a matter of a very, very short time before all of these things were addressed. The problem is that they've insulated themselves away from the real suffering of South Africans.
Yes, yes, they probably have. You'll probably find that there are pockets where load shedding never occurs because of influence.
Yeah, and no one's going to complain about it if you happen to live next door, one of those people. But so it's never going to, there's not going to be a whistleblower there.
But it's easy to become discouraged, and it's easy to look at the facts barefaced. But I think we've got to look forward, and we've really got to hold the government to account as citizens, as voters. We need to be, civil society really needs to make its voice heard much louder than it is now. We know how to do it, we've seen it done before, and we know how to do it, and we need to do it. We need to really make a serious fuss that government actually sit up and take notice that this is unacceptable. And until that happens, I think, you know, just us grumbling into our beards isn't going to solve anything.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. Before I let you go, if you were recommending to our listeners the best alternative supply of electricity, what would you say?
Well, it depends on how deep your pockets are, but the best solution is a decent-sized inverter, so that would be a 5 kVA inverter with a set of batteries to match it. And if you can afford it, some solar panels on the roof. You don't need to cover the whole roof with solar panels. You need a minimum of 6, and you could become fairly independent of Eskom. But unfortunately, it's a relatively large outlay. So it depends. It depends how important load shedding is to you. If it's your business, chances are you're prepared to make that investment. If you're unable to afford that, there are cheaper solutions. There are smaller inverters that you can use to keep the essentials going. And of course, you can always go out and buy a petrol generator. I've noticed the price on petrol generators is increasing. In the last year, they seem to have gone up by about 30%. So it's quite interesting. Yeah,
it is indeed.
It's obviously supply and demand.
Absolutely. Roger Lilly, energy expert, talking to us, as he always does, bringing us up to date as to what is going on with Eskom.